Each summer, Elsie Stevens gets worried.
Every time I hear a helicopter, and you know, I wonder, is somebody in danger in the creek?
The Northeast Philly resident is trying to persuade people not to cool off in nearby Pennypack Creek.
I became involved last fall after the drownings of Brandon Boyle and the drowning of Sebastian Sainon in August. I thought to myself, there must be something that we can do. These drownings occur almost every year.
Stevens is joining forces with the Philadelphia Fire Department to try to save lives. Lieutenant Andrew Brown says Operation Stay on Shore urges people to just keep out of the water.
There have been deaths in many of the creeks in Philadelphia. Last year, there were at least 6 drownings. In Pennypack Creek, there were numerous children that drowned, as well as some young adults. And in Wissahickon Creek, there were 2 people that drowned. There was a father and son. The father went in to try to save his son. Neither one of them made it out alive.
Brown says the creek bottom can suddenly drop off. That and fast-moving water that comes after heavy rains can even put people who are only wading in danger. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.